Happy Sunday. Welcome to the Weekend Gardener. I'm Nikki Jabor, and it is a nice hot day out there, eh? Not too humid. It's just that nice summer heat that, you know, we've kind of not had a lot of yet so far this summer. So I hope you're enjoying it today and yesterday. It's been a little hot to play in the garden, but it's been a great day to just sit back and enjoy the garden. So I hope you've been doing that. If you were listening to Scott Simpson on Maritime Morning Weekend, he was warning me as I was driving in that there's no air conditioning in the studio today, and he is right. You know, it is hot. So there's a fan going. Please ignore it if you can hear it in the background, but it's necessary for survival at this point. And also the studio door is open, so we might hear little echoes of the background. But that's okay, because, you know, it's what we need to do to keep cool. I hope you're going to stick around for the full 2 hours of the show today. We've got lots going on, plenty of fun guests, some repeats, some new guests, lots of things happening. I'd like to remind you, though, that if you're in the Halifax, South Shore, Chester, Bridgewater, Lunenburg, you know, that kind of area, as many of us are. You know, don't forget, next Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 20th of July, is the Chester Garden Tour. 11 to 4 p.m., rain or shine, you know, it's going to be hosted by the Chester Municipal Chamber of Commerce fundraiser. It's a multi-destination self-guided tour, including you'll be able to see some of the Risley Gardens, some beautiful gardens in and around Chester. And I will be sitting under a tree for about 2 hours from noon to 2 p.m. in Lordley Park in Chester to answer questions. So if you're in that area and you're going to take the tour, it's $30 a ticket per person, advance tickets, includes a picnic lunch. And again, I'll be stationed at that picnic lunch area, probably sip a nice tea under a tree. And you can bring your garden questions to me. So come chat, come say hi. Otherwise, I'll just be reading by myself or checking Twitter, you know, tweeting. So I hope you'll join me again. That's this coming up this Saturday, the 20th of July from 11 to 4. And I'll be around during the tour from noon to 2. If you want information, the number to call is 902-275-4616, 275-4616. But coming up in today's show, in just a sec, I'm going to talk to Liz Primo, who's kind of like one of my garden gods. So I kind of worship Liz Primo. She's amazing, founding editor of Canadian Gardening Magazine. You know, so we're going to talk to her in just a minute. But then we're going to talk to Doug Oster, who's the author of Tomatoes, Garlic, Basil, the co-author of Grow Organic. He does these great videos online, Digging with Doug. Always makes me laugh, and I always learn stuff. So we'll talk to Doug in just a little bit. Also, Sherry Chazon talking about ferns. And Sherry's a professor, a teacher, an instructor at the Nova Scotia Agricultural College. Now it's Dalhousie University, a campus of Dalhousie University. But she's going to join me to talk about ferns and shade-loving plants. And then we're going to end with Miriam Goldberger, who's the most enthusiastic, you know, just inspirational gardener in terms of wildflowers. You know, she's going to talk about some of the beauty and importance of adding wildflowers to the landscape, you know, having them look not weedy, but just incredible, using them as cut flowers, you know, low maintenance, drought tolerant. All that's coming up on today's show. Stick around, tweet me. My handle is Nikki Jabor. Tweet me throughout the show. I've got Twitter up in front of me, so I'm ready to go. And you can give us a call at 1-877-801-8255. And I can tell you, all four of my guests today can more than happily help me with garden questions. So we're ready to take your questions anytime you've got them. 1-877-801-8255. But joining me now, live from Toronto, as she's getting ready for a very busy day, is Liz Primo. Liz, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. As I said, I'm a bit sweaty at the moment because I've been outside hosing down the driveway and, you know, last minute deadheading. And it's sunny and hot here, just the way it is there.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And of course, you're doing all this not for your own enjoyment, but because you have a gaggle of gardeners coming through your gardens, probably for a period of 4 or 5 hours today?
Yes, from noon till 4 o'clock. So it's 4 hours that you have to be out there, you know, talking to them. I think I'll wear a sun hat.
Oh, you better, and some SPF 50.
I must say that Chester Garden Tour sounds wonderful. I'd love to go on that one.
Well, you come down and you and I can sit under that tree together. That would
be
awesome.
Well, I'd love it. And lunch, too.
Includes lunch. I know. I'm excited. I can't wait to go. And I'm gonna be just feeding and grazing off that table the whole time I'm sitting there.
Yeah, I would, too.
Yeah, no, I've been in that tour probably 5 or 6 times. And,
really?
Honestly,
how many gardens are there again?
I think there is 6 or 7.
Okay. Yeah. We have 8 on our garden tour.
Do you? And the garden tour you're in today, the Applewood Garden Tour, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Applewood Acres. We call it the Great Neighborhoods Garden Tour because they're mainly, they're suburban gardens all in our area, all within, you know, a couple of square miles. Actually, this year we've got about 5 of them that are within walking distance of, like, my house across the street, 2 streets over, 1 street up. There's a number of them, so it's kind of nice when they're clustered like that.
It is. That way you can get out and, you know, wander around from garden to garden.
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, the other thing I noticed was that we have four front yard gardens, mine, of course, but four gardens that are fully planted in the front, no grass.
Really? And you know whose fault that is, right?
Yes, I know whose fault that is.
That is, and it's not a fault thing, I guess.
You know, I know.
The influence, that is you, because of course, I should mention for our listeners that perhaps aren't aware that you are, you know, a longtime editor and writer in Canada, of course, the founding editor of Canadian Gardening Magazine and the author of, three books, My Natural History, In Pursuit of Garlic, which is your most recent, and of course, the best-selling, updated in 2010, Front Yard Gardens, Growing More Than Grass. And I think you actually started the front yard revolution in terms of gardening. No more junipers right. against the house. People are actually gardening in their front yards now and taking pride in it.
Most definitely. It's more than just a trend. I
yes.
mean, people are writing articles about it, and they've even forgotten that I wrote the book.
Because I haven't.
It's become so... You haven't. Thank you, Nikki.
I have your original, too. I mean, it's kind of changed the way people think about gardening and landscaping.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. You know, things have changed a bit over the last 10 years. When I started my front yard garden, the neighbors all looked askance at me. They wondered what the heck I was doing, and they kept asking if I needed help laying new sod and stuff like that, you know. But no, now all down my street, well, the one across the road from me that's on the garden tour, her front yard garden is better than mine, and I'm a little bit envious, but I inspired her, and she told me that.
Well, that's nice to hear, then. You'll just have to up the game, I guess.
I think I have to. I have to redo mine now to match her.
I listen, I've been following your blog, which I go on every week, LizPrimo.com, and... I mean, the pictures you post, they're incredible of your garden. I can't think of a garden that would be more lovely, honestly. Jeez.
Well, my garden's looking pretty good, and it's because of the weeks of work I put into it this year. I was on a garden tour earlier in the end of May, and the one thing I've learned from being on garden tours is that you have to make the edges perfect. What's important, and I walk through my garden to see what strikes me first. Mm. And, you know, what I lay my eyes on first is I know what other people will, too, because that's what comes up at them. So I have to make sure that those areas are spruced up. I don't worry so much about what's way in the back corner, because sometimes you just can't keep up with all the weeds and the pruning and so on. So I concentrate on that. I concentrate on the path edgings, and I've even clipped all the little plants that are growing around my flagstone path in the back. The plants tend to grow over the stones.
Ah.
So I take the nail scissors and go around the outside.
Oh, my gosh, your nail scissors.
Well, you know, some people think I'm crazy, but that takes maybe an hour and a half, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that's true. And your edges, are they just like you just cut into the grass just to clean the edges up? Is that what you're doing?
I don't have any grass, Nikki.
No.
I have
no grass at all,
back or front.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds
so
heavenly.
I have gravel pathways that wind through the back, and then the pathways are edged with bricks.
Okay.
So, you know, there's nothing. The only places where I have to do that meticulous clipping is around the flagstone, that leads through one of the flower beds. And I've got thymes and something called mazes, which is a very low-growing ground cover. But it tends to creep right over. Lysimachia, you know, the
yes.
yellow Lysimachia, you know what that's like.
Creeping Jenny.
Yeah, Creeping Jenny. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, the golden is so incredibly eye-catching.
Oh, it's wonderful. And, you know, it stays that color all summer long. It's
wow.
amazing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have never actually been on a garden tour. Like, I attend a lot of garden tours, and I've never been on one where the actual gardener is in their garden.
Really?
They all leave for the day, and then they have volunteers come in and host the garden. I can't imagine going on a garden tour and being at Liz Primo's house in her garden, and you're there.
Well, you could hop on a plane.
Tempting. Well, I could probably be there before it's over. But I should mention, too, you and I, we have fun times at Canada Blooms every year as well.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, with Tara Nolan, of course, of Canadian Gardening Online.
Right, yeah.
We were
the three of us, the triumvirate there, eating lunch together.
Yeah, and lagging behind on the tours of all the different beautiful display gardens.
of the gardens on display. We're too busy talking.
It's the highlight of my Canada Blooms, what can I say? Jeez.
Yeah, good.
Well, and you've participated in garden tours in years past as well, have you?
Yes. Yes, I have. I don't know how many I've been on, but there have been years. Like, this year was good because I did two, and although at first I thought, oh, this is crazy, but, you know, I got the garden ready early. Like, the garden was, I was working on it in May, so that by May 26th, it was in really good shape. Mm. And I thought, oh, now I can just sit back and not do anything for the next tour. But, of course, you know that's not what happens. The weeds grow, it rains, the weeds grow. You have to do a lot more. But it does, being on a garden tour keeps you on your toes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, you think, if you know the year before, you think, okay, this bed needs a little attention, and you get to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas you wouldn't if you were just, you know, if it was just you and your garden, you'd probably say, oh, I'll look at that next year.
I think so, eh? And, I mean, how many people are you expecting today? Any idea?
Well, we normally, on this tour, I belong to this garden club. I started this garden club in 1999, so I'm kind of proud of it. But we normally get about 180, 200 people.
That's a lot of people.
I was at the Niagara-on-the-Lake garden tour. Well, I wasn't at the garden tour. I was visiting at the home of a friend who was on the tour, and she told me that they had 1,200
people. 1,200
people
on a garden tour?
Yeah. And the thing is, they had 1,200 people, and she said sometimes she thought all 1,200 were in her garden at the same time.
That can be a lot, you know. And I've been on garden tours sometimes where people say, you know, can I get a cutting of this or a little snippet of that? Or, you know, when you have 1,200 people, though, you got to think. That doesn't happen on garden tours.
No, garden tour people are very polite. I find that they always stay to the path. And in my experience, I don't think that that's everybody's experience, but people are usually on their best behavior, and they don't sort of intrude, and they always come up and say, oh, is it okay if I ask you a question?
No, of course, they're
good.
Awesome. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back more with Liz Primo in just a moment, and you can find her online at lizprimo.com, and you tweet as well, Liz. People can find you on Twitter.
Yes, I do.
I sent it out this morning, so if you're not sure.
Yeah, I got it. Yep. Thank you.
Awesome. And our number to call is 1-877-801-8255. Back in 2 minutes. We're back in a 40-something degree studio. Talking to you from downtown Halifax. Hope it's beautiful wherever you are in the world. And I know it's beautiful where my guest is, Liz Primo, and she's in Toronto right now. And she's getting ready in about an hour and 40 minutes. She's going to be a stop on a garden tour, on the Applewood Garden Tour, which is happening today in that area. So if you're listening to us from Ontario, maybe you actually want to get down there and take part in this tour. And you're ready for it, Liz, are you?
Oh, absolutely. I am ready for it, believe it or not.
Well, no.
I've even deadheaded everything.
Have you? Well, how did that torrential rain this past Monday affect you?
Oh, that was incredible. You know, we live on the right side of the street. All the people across the street from us had flooded basements, and there's piles of carpets out at the side of the road. They're getting rid of furniture. It was terrible. It was. We had no idea it was as bad as it was. You know Sonia Day, the garden writer?
Yes.
She landed at my house about, I can't remember, 7:30. We were in total blackness. My husband and I were sitting here with candlelight. And she came to the door, Liz, Liz. She was trying to get home. And she had been on the road for 2 hours and couldn't travel. They kept stopping her because the roads were closed. So she ended up coming and staying the night. We had no idea until I got up the next morning that all the people across the road, because they live quite close to an old creek bed.
Oh, dear.
They had water. One guy had water coming up through a grate, like a geyser.
Oh, in his basement?
No, it was in the backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
Where the creek bed is. And the creek bed has been buried.
Jeez, isn't that crazy?
So they have grates over it. And the water just flew up. It was just somebody else's swimming pool was totally submerged, a saltwater pool of all things.
And everybody's, like, your flowers, your plants didn't get totally crushed
out? No, ours were fine.
Really?
Except our ditch. Our ditch was totally immersed.
Wow.
And the plants that are down in the ditch were, and it's, you know, it's mainly little ground covers and thymes. They're all covered with dirt now. But the backyard was fine. Well, they were battened down, like the hydrangea is lying down. I've had to prop it up. You know, the heavy heads of the heavy flowers got soaked with water.
Right.
And some of the grasses flattened out, but they dried out and sprang back. So it's
that's good.
We were so lucky.
Oh my gosh! And I heard that there was a possibility of hail, like inch diameter hail pieces. Did those ever fall?
No, I didn't hear anything about hail.
No. I guess we hear the Toronto weather here. Yeah.
Mind you, we're lucky compared to Calgary. You know, I mean,
yes.
We shouldn't be complaining, really, when you think of what's happened there.
That was pretty devastating as well. Oh my gosh!
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And still dealing with that, and as they will probably for months to come.
Sure, they will. Even the guys across the road from us will be.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well,
what about you? Have you had any rainstorms?
Yeah, we had 9 straight days of heavy rain. That was about 2 weeks ago. So we finally got then 4 days of intense humidity and heat, which is probably typical weather for you. And now we're back to regular hot summer weather with low humidity.
I love it. It's like that here now.
Is it? Oh, good.
And you said that at the beginning. It's perfect summer weather.
It is. It's just, you know, you want to get outside and enjoy your garden. And you're going to get to spend the whole day in your garden with people that are going to be so happy to be in such a beautiful spot. It's going to be a perfect day.
Yeah, I hope so. And I'm not going to do any gardening for 2 weeks.
You shouldn't.
After this, yeah. I'm just going to sit out there and enjoy it all.
Well, you do have a little veggie garden as well. I know, because I follow your blog. I go to lizprimo.com. I mean, it's so much fun. You post these most beautiful pictures. And your vegetable garden is pretty much all contained in pots, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's in the driveway. And you should see my tomatoes. We actually ate a tomato 2 days ago.
I don't want to hear that.
No. Well, this is the first time we've had tomatoes this early.
Wow.
It was the grafted tomatoes?
Yeah, the ones that you could buy from Superstore or Loblaws this year? How were they? Good?
It was wonderful. I've got 4 of them, and the one tomato that we ate was from the grafted tomato, and the others have all kinds of fruit on them that are just about ready.
So you're telling me grafted tomatoes might actually give you an earlier harvest then?
Well, so it appears. I mean, this is how they promoted them.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
And in my experience, that's true.
Really?
They're huge. They're really tall. They grow really fast and are bearing early. I mean, the one plant that we had the tomato, we ate the tomato. There's another tomato that is ready. I'm just admiring it. I'm not picking it. And there's a whole bunch more. There's probably a dozen more that are starting to turn color.
Oh, well, you know, I guess I'm going to have to try this grafted tomato thing. I didn't this year, and I should have, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's worth trying.
Okay, for sure, yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you get skeptical when you hear things like that.
I'm a born skeptic, and I thought, oh, yeah, okay. But I must say that my other tomatoes that I started from seed are also doing well. So maybe it has something to do with weather, or I don't know.
Well, you know, fingers crossed. That sounds wonderful. Gosh, we've only got about a minute left. I can't believe it. We should at least mention the fact that your latest book is In Pursuit of Garlic. I love it. You know, we've given copies away on the show before. And you're starting now to harvest your garlic, finally.
I have harvested 2 garlic bulbs, and I've got a whole bunch more I'm keeping my eye on because they're starting to look like they're ready. It seems a little early for me.
It does, yeah.
It's usually the end of July, but these two are... Well, they're not huge. They're maybe 2 inches across. They're not big, big, big ones. But they look good. They've got little purple stripes on them. And most of my garlic is growing in the garden. You know, I don't have it in pots or I don't have a bed for it this year. I just have it interspersed through the ground covers and so on. But some of them are starting to look brownish, half brownish. So I think that may be what I'm doing tomorrow.
Picking some more garlic. And the fragrance, the aroma. Oh, it's so delicious.
Yeah,
it's
exciting. I love it.
I know. And again, lizprimo.com, and find her on Twitter and on, I guess you're not on Facebook, are you?
No, I'm not on Facebook, Twitter and the website.
Yeah, and again, the website just launched January of this year. It's fabulous. Check it out. Liz, thank you for joining me today, and I hope you have a wonderful garden tour.
Thank you, Nikki. It's been really wonderful talking to you again.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you next month.
In Quebec.
Yay. All right. Thanks, Liz.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye, Nikki. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too. And again, that was Liz Primo. Find her at lizprimo.com. And we're going to take a quick news break here in the Weekend Gardener. Coming back after Amanda does her thing.